South Korea's embattled president Park Geun-hye has told her nation and its parliament that she's willing to step down amid a sweeping and strange corruption scandal. The timeline for that resignation is unclear, and it's still possible that Park Geun-hye could be impeached. That scandal has embroiled charges of corruption and influence peddling, all stemming from the relationship between the president and her friend Choi Soon-sil. But in fact, the roots of the crisis go back much further in South Korea. Park Geun-hye's father was also president of South Korea. President Park Chung-hee became president after a military coup in 1961 when he seized power from a democratic government, and that ushered in what's known as the Third Republic of South Korea. He was assassinated by the chief of his own security services, though, in 1979. For more now on the life of Park Geun-hye and the legacy of her father in South Korea, I'm joined by Carter Eckert, author of Park Chung-hee and Modern Korea, The Roots of Militarism, 1866 to 1945. He's also the Yung Si-young Professor of Korean History at Harvard University.
The relationship with her father is in many ways at the core of her rise to power. Her father, of course, is a revered figure by an older generation, primarily of Koreans, for leading the country out of poverty. But in the course of doing that, he also established a highly authoritarian regime. And that is remembered and resented by a younger generation of Koreans, many of whom took to the streets in the 1970s and the 1980s to protest Park Chung-hee's rule and the rule of the two military figures who succeeded him after his assassination in 1979. And his daughter, who's now president, was very much a part of that, not only as the daughter, but when her mother, who was quite a revered figure, Yoo Kyung-soo, was assassinated by accident in an assassination attempt on her father in 1974, she, that is Park Geun-hye, essentially assumed the duties of the First Lady and had a very prominent role in her father's regime at the height of its authoritarian configuration. So for a younger generation of Koreans that, as I say, fought in the streets for democracy, she represents and represented when she was running for the presidency very much a throwback to an earlier period that they and many Koreans thought they had finally put behind them.
If President Park Geun-hye winds up stepping down or is impeached, will this be the closing of a chapter running from her father and her mother on down to her for South Korean people? Is this it for the family and their role?
I think so, and I hope so. I think since the democratization process that went on through the 70s and really reached a climax in 1987 when tens of thousands of Koreans really forced the government to open the system up to democratic reform, there have been a number of changes of government. There have been a number of civilian governments and two presidents who, during the 1970s and 1980s, opposed her father and other military governments. That's Kim Il-sung and Kim Dae-jung. And then there was a return to a more conservative government with Park Geun-hye's predecessor, Lee Myung-bak, and then Park Geun-hye herself, who represented a very kind of nostalgic return to the past for this older generation who revered her father and equated her in many respects with her father. But I think even to them, she has turned out to be an extraordinary disappointment, if not shock. I think this is actually a very interesting moment in Korean political history, where finally we may be able to move away from the politics of the 1970s and 80s and the politics of Park Chung-hee, which have been a kind of dividing line for the right and the left and the ruling party and the opposition parties right down to the present, and to move on to a new generation of politicians.
Carter Eckert is author of Park Chung-hee and Modern Korea, The Roots of Militarism, 1866 to 1945, from Harvard. Thank you.
Thank you very much.